T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, guys, time for a staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Veronica?
Morning, girl.
Good morning.
Good morning, you guys.
So, Ms. Veronica, what is going on in the relationship?
I'm calling because I think my boyfriend, Michael, is cheating on me. We've been together for 4 years. Oof. I just have a really bad feeling. And he works in software, IT sales. He makes great money. You know, we go out on dates a few times a week. We like going to nice places. We like eating out. And he's always, you know, treated me really well. But these last few weeks, something is different. Like, he's been going out to happy hour with coworkers, like 2 to 3 nights a week.
Are they girls? Are the coworkers girls or are they the fellas?
I think they're guys. I mean, that's what he's been saying, that they're guys. But he doesn't really like them. Like, he's complained about them a lot, for the past few years. So I don't know why he's broing out with them all of a sudden. It's a little suspicious. Like, you know, they're very competitive, he and his coworkers. So I don't know why he wants to hang out with them so much.
Now you got
to
keep your enemies close for business purposes. I could see that.
But, I mean...
Yeah, but it's kind of excessive now. And, like, what about our date?
Right. So it's been a couple weeks that he's been doing this then.
Yeah.
Have you done the boxer test with him yet?
The what?
Gina, you're new to this. Have you ever done the boxer test?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no.
When
no.
you suspect. I got to let them know. The boxer test, if you suspect your person, your man, of cheating on you, you smell his boxers when he gets home.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Team Whoa. Veronica. That's kind of
you
gross.
Never have. I'm telling you. You wouldn't need it. I'm done. You guys know what a boxer test is now?
Now we know it. Okay,
yes.
Great. Perfect.
Okay.
Listen, now we can get back to you, Veronica, and I'm so sorry about that. To me, I mean, I've done a sales job before. I've actually had a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was honestly one of the biggest things is us going out to happy hour afterwards and kind of blowing off steam of how exhausting the day was. So I don't know. That doesn't sound weird to me.
It doesn't sound weird to me at all. Is there anything else?
I know, but it's different. That's the thing. Like, why are we not doing the same thing? Like, it makes me suspicious. And so one night I just asked him, well, can I go too? So, like, why not, right?
Yeah.
Super defensive and pissed off, and he said that he'd rather not go.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, what's the big deal? Why couldn't I just go and join them? You see what I mean? Like, once in a while he goes out with them, that's one thing, but suddenly all the time and then not taking me out? I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, okay. Getting defensive over you asking to go is super strange. It shouldn't be a problem at all for you to join him and his coworkers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You got to do that boxer test.
Joey.
Or we can call him up next and do the staycation setup where we offer him a free romantic hotel staycation and we ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. What would you rather do, the boxer test or the staycation setup?
I've got to go with the staycation, please.
All right. All right.
That's
to each his own. All right. What's his name again?
Oh, my God.
His name's Michael.
Michael. All right, we'll call Michael. Mm-hmm. Hey, to make it more believable when Anish calls him, does he have a best friend or a family member to say that it entered him in this contest?
Yeah, actually, he has a brother named Paul.
Brother
Paul. We'll say Paul entered him. That way it's more believable. Okay, well, we're going to ask him who he wants to put on that reservation. Hopefully he says your name, Veronica. If not, then he has some explaining to do live on the radio, okay?
Okay, thanks.
No problem. All right, we got that staycation set up next with your morning mess. Back with a staycation setup. So we talked to Miss Veronica moments ago, talking about she suspects her boyfriend might be cheating on her because he's been doing a lot of happy hours with his coworkers. Now, for years, she said all he does is complain who he works with. Why is he going out with these guys he can't stand with all the time? Actually, Veronica, you asked him maybe you could join him and his workers for a drink, and he got super defensive.
Yeah, he did. I mean, I didn't know what the big deal was. Like, I just wanted to be part of his life. Like, come along and see what he's doing. And, you know, I thought we could have fun together. And it's like, why is he blowing me off?
Now, when you were on hold while we were doing commercials, did you think about the boxer test? Or are you over
there?
You're not going to do that.
I think if I haven't been able to smell anything yet, then maybe he's being...
Oh, what, Mike? I'm so sorry.
Do you have a cold? Maybe that's what's holding you back from smelling.
No, I mean, there are other parts that would smell.
So
that's true. Did he have a beard?
So
smell it. You could do the beard test, too.
No, but you could usually smell someone's perfume.
Guys!
He's messing around with you, and I'm so sorry about
what,
that, girl.
Me?
Oh, you, what? We're going to go ahead and call up your boyfriend, offer him the free romantic weekend stay, and see who he wants to bring as his guest. We're looking for him to say your name. If he says anybody else's, then the floor is yours, the radio waves are yours, and you can say whatever you want to him, okay?
Okay.
Sure. Does he have a mustache?
Be quiet. I'm calling the boyfriend.
Let's get serious.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Michael?
This is Michael.
Hi, Michael. I hope I caught you at an okay time. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel. I'm actually calling with some really good news for you here. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay here at the Aurora Hotel, which means we're going to put you up in our penthouse suite.
I mean, with all due respect, I don't know. I've never done this before. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. So...
Okay, that's understandable. I have here on the paperwork that you were referred in by someone by the name of Paul, so that they're related to you via family. So I don't know if that rings a bell for you, but your name and number matches, and I wouldn't want you to miss out on this opportunity.
I wouldn't do that. Okay.
Sir?
All right, so there's no catch.
Nope, just the review of your experience, and we can go over those details once you finish your stay here. I've actually got your reservation paperwork in front of me right now, so let's just go ahead and go over some of these questions. Now, my first one for you, sir, is we leave a personalized note for your guest. So this is something that they're going to see once they come in for this romantic weekend stay. I've got some generic messages I can write here, or if you have something specific.
Well, how about, I hope this seals the deal.
Now, my second question for you, sir, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Put Nikki.
Who the f*** is Nikki?
So, Michael.
What's going on?
Michael, we have to let you know you're live on the radio right now. That's your girlfriend, Veronica. Yeah. It's the morning mess.
What the f*** is happening? Who the f*** is Nikki?
Who's Nikki?
Is this who you've been having happy hour with these past few weeks? You've been hanging out with some f***ing Nikki? Who is this?
Yeah, it is. She's a client of mine, and I've been working a deal with her for weeks now.
What?
Wait, so who is this girl that you want to spend a romantic weekend with?
She's a client of mine. I've been working a deal with her for weeks. Do you know how much money it will be if she buys? Oh, what if she's listening right now? What?
Ew.
Why are we on the risk?
You're such a piece of s***. Why have you been lying about who you're f***ing hanging out with and not taking me out anymore?
Because he's trying to Elvis that pelvis, that's why.
God, no.
Cut it out, Veronica. I mean, this is bull****. I mean, like...
How long have you been cheating on your lady, bro?
I pay for everything here with her. I don't deserve this.
So for a year.
Wow.
So for a year, you're telling me. If you've been trying to lock down this deal, that means you're, you know, obviously.
No, this isn't even about a deal. This is nothing business related. Let's get real.
I mean, honestly, I thought, according to your girl here, Veronica, she said you've told her that you've been going to happy hour with your coworkers. That doesn't sound like a coworker to me.
I mean, what am I supposed to do with this?
Well, you can break up with him right now, or we could take this number for counseling service if you want that. Or do you even care, Michael?
Hello? Did we lose?
Great. He hung up. F***ing bag.
Yeah. So do you know this Nikki at all? Do you know who she is?
No. I don't even know. No. I mean, he's just been hiding her from me. Like, what the f***? If it's just a business thing, why couldn't he have said who he's going out with?
Right. No, you're 100% right about that. I know you'd said you'd been together for a few years. He should be honest with you. And Joey's right. We do have counseling services. You could take that if you want to get back with him or even just as an individual. But
right.
That's available for you, Veronica.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
You like tacos?
Well, yeah. Who doesn't?
Right, true. So here's what I propose. I got good friends that have a taqueria. Say this with me. I don't know if you're familiar with this term. It's called tacos before vatos. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
All right, say it. Go ahead. Tacos before vatos.
Tacos before vatos.
There you go. You know what a vato is?
A guy, like a bro.
Yeah, there you go. You just go have some tacos. Don't even think about these men in your life.
Margaritas,
there you go.
Yes.
Girl, let me tell you, I mean, I don't know about tacos before vatos, but margaritas for your senoritas, that's what it has to be all day, every day. So go and get you a couple margs, girl, okay?
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Okay. Is she gone? The margarita, that's a great idea with the tacos.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.